Good evening, everyone. The last communique of World War II is in. Russia proclaims tomorrow as VE Day. The Russian people were told tonight for the first time of Germany's unconditional surrender. Moscow radio reports all terms laid down by General Eisenhower were ratified tonight in Berlin. Field Marshal Keitel and Admiral Friedberg signing for Germany in the presence of Lieutenant General Karl Spetz, Air Chief Marshal Sir Arthur Tedder, Field Marshal Zhukov, and General de Tassinier. There was some anxiety in many quarters today when 10 hours went by without any proclamation in Moscow. Russia evidently waited for the official hour, 1 minute past six tonight, Eastern wartime. And Russia evidently waited for the ratification in Berlin, for the crowning hour of German humiliation, unconditional surrender in the capital where the war was planned. And they evidently waited for the final death rattle in Dresden and Prague, where the fighting came to an end but a few hours ago and surrender became official 1 hour ago. And now the guns are quiet everywhere in Europe, and the lights are on, and the hearts of men and women are lifted in thanksgiving as millions say tonight, "Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord." Peace in Europe. Peace in Europe. Hitler's war produced one photograph which belongs with those words, peace in Europe. A house in London had just been hit by a flying bomb. People were killed. Rescue work was going on. The picture shows a woman warden carrying out a child. The child crying, pressing its cheek on the woman's helmet, clasping her neck. There's fresh blood on the woman's hand. And the London newspaper which published that picture wrote these words. This picture tells us much. It tells us children were on the front line. It tells us it must never happen again. The guns are silent and the lights are on. And the people know the miracle has come to pass. Here's a forecast. My first after VE Day. Full victory over the Jap before President Truman is 62 years of age. He's 61 today. For the power now released for the grand assault on the Jap is staggering in weight beyond all human imagination. Hardly a man alive is able to compute all that crushing might. Never has any one nation ever had to face so great an avalanche in men, planes, ships, tanks, and guns, and all the weapons of war, and the wrath of an outraged people. 1 more year for the Jap may prove to be a long time. Am I over-optimistic? Only 16 weeks ago, the Nazi had 7 or 8 million men, well-fed, well-armed, and well-entrenched. Von Rundstedt counterattacked in Belgium. And you and I heard people say we've lost a year in supplies, a year of war. That was 16 weeks ago, and unconditional surrender was ratified tonight in Berlin. There will be dramatic surprise in Japan as well. And reunion. Reunion here at home before many people believe possible now. Here's a headline for which I've been campaigning. I and others. No more Nazi prisoners are to be brought here except any who are now en route. Good. Use every possible inch of shipping space to furlough or discharge every man we can spare. Here's an item for the Jap. Hitler's contribution to the defeat of Japan. 300 U-boats, all said to be in good shape. Nazi U-boats. Said to be equipped with the latest device for long journeys. They're being turned over tonight to the Allies in good shape. Here's an echo of a long, long nightmare. Benito Mussolini's widow is a prisoner in Allied hands tonight. Well, the brownout is lifted here at home. The lights show in the Capitol building, on the dome. And Mr. Vinson may have news tomorrow on the curfew, on the ban on horse racing, on gas and other matters. Meanwhile, Hitler's nose is rubbed good and hard in the mud of humiliation. Germany bans all Heil Hitler greetings, all Nazi salutes. And the number of German prisoners in American and British hands runs into so many millions It may be more than the combined total of all American and British troops on all European battle fronts. If any army has ever suffered greater humiliation, I'm unable to recall it. Peace in Europe. There'll be hundreds of headlines now, all rich in human interest.